Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What is up, my friend? Welcome back to Drummer Daily. My name is Daniel Hadaway, a.k.a. The Drum Coach. And once again, as always, it's so cool that you're here with me. It's so cool that I'm here with you. And if you are a drummer, and especially if you're a drummer who would love to either make a living at being a drummer, be a professional drummer, or maybe even if you're not sure if you want to be a professional drummer, but you might like to, I don't know, make a little extra money on the side from it, or if nothing else, you just want to be the kind of drummer that all the musicians around you are like, man, I want to play in a band with that guy or that girl. This is the show for you. It's Drummer Daily. Is it a daily podcast? Not really anymore. It's like a couple of times a week, but I think, you know, you could listen to it daily. We've got enough episodes now. We're like, I don't know, probably close to 300 episodes here now of this show. So you got time to make this part of every day, unless you've been with me since day one, which some of you have, and I really appreciate that. So today, I want to start, I think this will probably be part one of two, where we talk about snare drums, and specifically the sound of snare drums and how I prefer to get my sound for snare drums. So I want to talk about two things, and like I said, we'll probably split this into two episodes. But the first one is just about snare drum head selection. And now I am going to tell you my preferences, and I'm gonna tell you why I pick what I do. I'm not the expert. I'm not the only guy in the world who talks about this stuff. And I probably will tell you some things that are the exact opposite of other people that you might listen to or read or pay attention to. And that's okay. But if you hear, if you've heard any of like my Instagram videos or whatever, or my YouTube videos, and you say, man, I like the sound of that snare that guy has, AKA that guy being me, I'm going to tell you how I do it and why I do what I do. So if you want the sound that I'm going for, listen up. All right. So, So today I want to talk about head selection and my head selection philosophy. My thoughts about snare drum heads, is really not anything groundbreaking. It's not anything, that anybody else does any differently probably. But I do have one little thing that I do to approach snare drum head selection that I think is a good rule of thumb for all of us to follow. Unless you are like a metal drummer who like the most important thing to you is just hitting the drum as hard as you possibly can. That's the one exception to this. If you are a drummer who needs to for performance sake, again, there's nothing wrong with that. Actually, strangely enough, you might be surprised to hear me say this, but, I do think performance and visuals are an important part of playing, playing any instrument really, especially as a live performer, if that's what you're doing. But so if you're a metal drummer, sometimes being as visual as possible, which means hitting the drum at least visibly as hard as you can, is important to that genre and that way of playing. So if that's you, maybe ignore this part of the advice, the head selection, because what you're going to be going for is durability. And there's some great snare drum heads out there that are extremely durable, that don't sound terrible. But I'm just not very well educated in those. So I'm going to skip over that. So for me, what I go for, number one, I don't endorse any drum head company. I do have a preference, and I've played pretty much, I think I've played pretty much all of the companies out there, all the major companies. And I do personally prefer remote heads. That's me. I know, strangely enough, I do think that that Evans drum heads are, to me, actually, for whatever reason, a little easier to tune and to keep in tune. It might be something about the technology of how they put those heads together. But at least to me, I don't like the sound of those heads. They do get into tune well. They sound fine. But when you really start listening, at least when I really start listening with like a critical ear, a very detail-oriented ear, Evans drums have this plasticky, I guess is the right word. There's something about it. It adds a characteristic to the sound that to me, I don't want to hear in my drum sound. Again, though, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. You might actually like the way those drum heads sound. It's just the way that I prefer to have my drum sound. I don't like that that characteristic. To me, Remo heads come across as the material comes across as much more transparent, almost like they're not adding something to the sound of the drum, as strange as that is. I know that anything you put on the drum is going to change the sound. So for whatever reason, though, the Remo sound to me is a little more invisible, I guess is what I'm saying, or not invisible, unhearable. It doesn't change anything about the sound of the drum. So that's just me. That's the brand I prefer. I've played way back in the day, there were Attack drum heads. I don't know if they're still around anymore. Those were nice. And then I actually really like Aquarian drum heads too. Everything except for I actually don't like their kick drum heads. I don't like the Super Kick line of kick drum heads unless back in the day when I used to play in clubs and they would like not mic the kick drum. You have no drum mics or really poor kick drum mics. You could make a Super Kick, a kick drum with a Super Kick head sound really great, really big and boomy without a mic, but it didn't necessarily sound that great with a mic or with a right kind of miking situation. So, but Aquarian heads to me are a little more resonant. They sing a little longer all the way around, and that is not always what I'm going for. And so again, I think I just understand the Remo line of heads a little better. Maybe that's why I go for it. Maybe I'm making up all this other stuff that I just told you. I'm just making excuses. And the real reason why I like Remo heads more is because that's what I'm familiar with. So maybe that's all it is. So that's the brand that I choose for snare drums. But beyond that, the biggest thing that the key takeaway, no matter what brand of head you do choose to go with, this is what I suggest. And I actually, again, unless you're a metal drummer, this is what I would suggest you do as well. If you can find sound samples online, which many different retailers have sound samples of drum heads, or there's YouTube videos out there and stuff. If you can find a sound that's close to, as far as like you need to find a sound sample that's it's similar kind of snare drum to what you have, like material wise, the closer to your own type of drum you have that the sound sample is coming from, the better. But I want to tell you this, whatever sound sample you hear, if you find a sound sample and you say, that's it, that's the sound that I want my snare, that's how I want my snare drum to sound. And they're, you know, they tell you, okay, well, it's this snare drum head that's on that drum. Do not get that drum head. Don't get the drum head that seems like it's making the sound that you want. And let me tell you why. What I do is whatever sound that is, whatever snare drum head makes the sound that I like, I always buy one thickness level tier down, thinner than whatever it is that I want. So for example, for me, I actually really like the sound when I hear others play, when I see it around, of Emperor heads on Remo Emperor heads on snare drums. I think they're like double ply. They're two ply heads. But I don't buy Emperor heads for the snare. I buy Ambassador snare heads. And the reason why I use an Ambassador instead of an Emperor is because I find that when you mic up a drum, the characteristics of what actually it sounds like when it's blended in with music always change. But I can muffle an Ambassador head a little bit with some like moon gels or like a snare weight or something like that and get it sounding almost identical to the way that that Emperor sounded on whatever video I saw, whatever audio sample I saw. But at the same time, I actually get to keep the sensitivity that comes along with that thinner head. But if I were to buy an Emperor head and then say, man, in person, these ghost notes don't sound as soft and varied and nuanced as I was hoping they would. I can't take material off of the Emperor to make it more sensitive. I can deaden and thicken up an Ambassador, but I can't take away material from an Emperor. It's kind of like when you're going out for the day on maybe you're like a tourist or something going out for the day in a city you're not familiar with, you're not sure what the weather's like or whatever. You know, you dress in layers. But the idea is, it's okay if it's a little cooler out and you dress in layers because you can always add more clothes on, but you can only take so much clothes off before you get arrested in most places. So the same idea is true with snare drum heads. You can always add more material to the head to deaden it and get it more like that other, the more dead sound that you want, but you can only take away so much. And if the head is completely bare with nothing on it and it's still not as sensitive as you want, then you can't do anything and you're stuck with a, whatever it is, $15, $20 purchase of a drum head. That's not exactly what you want. So that's my big recommendation for snare drum heads is go one thickness thinner than what you think you really want. And you will, most of the time be pretty happy with what you got. All right. So that's my tip for snare drum head selection. And I think in the next, episode, we're going to talk about snare drum tuning. So I can't wait for that episode. I hope you can't either. Until then, I will say goodbye and, thanks for listening. All right. Bye for now.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.